Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith revealing as real facts what is not revealed to senses. Also like to read it from the New King James Version. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. So, do you have that kind of faith? Yes, you should have that kind of faith, believing that God is real. And whatever, if you have faith in him, because there are things that we do not always see. We just have to believe and hope that God will take care of whatever situation that we have faith in. It also says, I do not pray for faith. I pray from faith. I had to read that over and over again, and then as I started reading in the passage, it explained what that meant. I do not pray for faith. I pray from faith. Well, faith precedes the substance of spirit. Activate the power of your faith by choosing to see challenges as spiritual potential. From this vantage point, zero in on dynamic thoughts that reveal divine possibility not yet visible to see. When we enter into prayer, we do not pray for faith. Our praying indicates that we have already have faith. Because when we get on our knees or wherever we are and start praying to God, we have faith that God is going to answer our prayer. So that what that means, I do not pray for faith, I pray from faith, because I already am at that point where I have, and I believe that God is going to answer my prayer. Challenges have no power over me. The power and the strength of God within shifts, shapes, and illuminates all aspects of the situation to make my way clear. Stand. If you do not stand firm by faith, you shall not stand at all. That's coming from Isaiah 7:9. Do you know that the word faith is in the King James Version 336 times? So you know God wrote the had different people to write the Bible. So if he had faith in the Bible 336 times, that means that he really wants us to have faith in him. Because one word can be in a book 336 times. That means something. It is not just there for the reading. It's in there for the believing. There are several areas in Matthew that has the word faith. Matthew 17, chapter the 20th verse, it states, he replied, because you have no little faith, I will tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you shall say to the mountains, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Well, again, in Matthew, the 21st chapter, the 21st verse, it says, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to the mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and it will be done. There's some more coming from Matthew again. Matthew 14:31. It says, immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? Once again, the word faith. And there Jesus was telling the disciples that they had little faith. All of the different miracles that he had, healed the sick and had so many people to be healed. I mean, he did so many miracles around the disciples, you'd think that they would have had faith by now. But yes, he wants us to have faith in him. There he talked to the woman. Jesus answered in Matthew 15:28, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted, and your daughter was healed from that very hour. Once again in Matthew 9 says, 9:2, some men brought to him someone is paralyzed, lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven." Well, let's go to Peter, 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 21st verse. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorify him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Do you have faith? Do you have faith in your Lord? Think about all the things that he has done for you and your family. Do you have faith as small as a mustard seed? Well, do you know that's all it takes for you to believe? And what Jesus said, that's all it needs. As small as a mustard seed, and a mustard seed is very small. So, once again, Jesus expects you to have faith in him because he's done so much for us. Just hit the rewind button and remember all the things that he has done for you and your family. Well, 1 Peter 1:7. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perish even through refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Well, here's another one. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We live by faith and not by sight. That is one we all know very well. We live by faith and not by sight. We do not have to see what God is going to do for us. We just need to believe and have faith in him. Another scripture, Titus, 1st chapter, 2nd verse. A faith and knowledge resting on the hope of eternal life, which God, who does not lie, promised before the beginning of time. Yes, God does not lie. He said that he promised that he will never leave us or forsake us, widows, and he will never leave you. Sometimes you feel that way, that he has left you, he doesn't hear you because of the things that you might be going through. You feel that he doesn't even hear you or see you because you are constantly praying and pleading to him. But keep on having that faith you have, because one day he will reveal to you and you will believe and have that faith in him that he wants you to have. Let's read some more on faith. Well, faith. Keep alert. Stand firm on your faith. Be courageous. Be strong. That's what God wants us to be. Let all that you do be done in love. That's 1 Corinthians 16, chapter 13 through the 14. Faith is not something you can't you commit once, then don't think about it again. Instead, it's something that alerts you every day to possibility and opportunity. God has called you to live a life of vibrant faith. open to his direction, keeping your eyes on him. Day by day, you will see his faith and his will see his faithfulness, and your faith will grow. Soon you will stop worrying about what is around you or the next corner. You know for certain that the two you can handle anything eventually. Well, we live by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. How much faith do you have? You probably heard it before. Of course you've heard this verse before, over and over. It's more than twice on a phrase. Your faith opens up to a new awareness of life around you. It enables you to see more from God's point of view. It reminds you that life is not just about everyday reality, but also mystery and possibility. When you believe, you will live according to a whole other reality with sight and sound, unimaginably to faithless eyes. Well, let me give you an example of me having faith in God in a situation. I know some of you have heard the story before. I've always been in banking, and I've worked various jobs in the different banks I've worked for in the last 41 years. Can't believe it's been that long. I should have been retired and just relaxing like some of you. But it's not time. When God is ready for me to finish up and do this full time, he will let his will be done. But one day I was working in the branch, and that was many years ago. And I was helping this customer decide to come, this tall gentleman. He was about 6'4", and he came over to me. Well, I noticed that he was upset when he left the teller's window. So the teller told him to come over to customer service to get his answer his question answered. So he came over to me, and as he was coming, I could see that he was a little upset. Didn't know how much he was upset. So when he came over, he asked me a question about his balance on his account. So I went on the computer and told him, confirmed that the same figure that the teller gave him was the same. That's the amount of money that he had in the account. He got angry because he felt that he had more money in there, and he continued to raise his voice. And then he got louder and louder, and after a while, the security guard was walking towards him because he was getting ready to tell him to calm down or what was the problem. So as the security officer was walking towards us, the guy pulled out a knife. And when he pulled out a knife, he pulled out a knife and stuck it close to my side, not touching me, but towards me. The guard did not see the knife when he first approached. So what I did, I signaled to the guard, he has a knife. And that's when he stopped. And at that point, I started praying silently, peace be still, and praying to God, because that 6'5" man with a knife next to me, I mean, and me being small and little, it would not take much for him to take me out. But my faith in God and those words, peace be still, I believed when I said those words that God was going to come in the midst of that situation. I don't know what was going to happen, but that faith that I had in God, that he was going to step in that situation and fix it for me not to be harmed. Then they call the 911, someone called the 911 in the branch, and there was about maybe 10, there were cops on bikes and cars or whatever, stormed into the branch and came towards the guy. It took 10 police officers to hold that guy down. Now, if that guy, he could have harmed me. He was right next to me with a knife. And how big and tall he was, he could have, stabbed me to death or whatever the case may be. But I stayed still. I stayed calm. I'm not saying that I would have always done this. But I felt those three words that I said, peace be still, that God was, I had faith that God was in the midst of the situation. But they were able to get him away from me. And after it was all over, every nerve in my body started reacting. And at that time, I felt the way most people would normally feel. I mean, every nerve in my body, plus the tears came down my eyes and everything that would normally happen, but my faith in God at that very moment. So we must have faith in God in all of our wants, our needs, or whatever, faith in whatever at that particular time or whatever we might be praying for. So that's an example of having faith in God. Because if I did not have any kind of faith in God and did not call on him, I don't know what could have happened. And I thank God that I knew him and I was able to ask him for his help. And yes, of course, he was there for me because I was still. I didn't get upset. I stayed still. Everybody that was in that area and around me could not believe how calm I was. But I did not give my credit for it. I gave God, keeping me still so that God would not hurt me. So on any situation, we've got to have faith. Even though if he had stabbed me, I believe that I would probably still be alive and recover from all of that, but he didn't let it happen at all. So sometimes things are not always done in order the way you might, but just like I was in a car accident, bought a new car. 2 months after I bought a new car, someone ran up behind me and messed up the bumper in the back of my car. I said, my new car. But guess what? I thank God that it was only a bump, that he only messed up the bumper. It could have been a worse accident. I could have been on the expressway. And something worse could have happened. But God was right there with me, protecting me under those circumstances. We must have faith that he will always be there for us. And pray and ask for those things and believing. Oh, there's some other things I want to talk about. But just go to, if you have a computer, it'll give you all the verses in the Bible that has the word faith in it. But it's too much for me to talk about in this 30 minutes. But just knowing that, have that faith. You don't have to always know what's going to have the results. Just pray about it and leave it with him, and you'll see results later. Sometimes it's immediate, and sometimes it takes longer. And I know we do have room for doubt sometimes, because it seems like God has just left the scene and said, goodbye, you deal with that situation yourself. But we have to have faith that he will be there for us. He will never leave us or forsake us under any circumstances. Health issues, job issues, financial problems with children, neighbors, friends, whatever the situation could be. Have faith that he can handle the situation. Just put it in his hand and ask him for it, and he will. We have 4 minutes left, and I would like to read this daily confession of faith prayer, and this will end our program tonight. And I thought this was something good to read as well. Daily confession of faith. In Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. I am a doer of the word of God and a challenge for his blessing. If God be for me, who can be against me? Yes, let me say that again. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessing on my storehouse. His blessing is on my storehouse. He has opened his good treasure, and I shall lean and not borrow. I am the bread, I'm the head and not the tail. He has given me the power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place I have, his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress. I am not afraid of the snails of the foiler. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall thy dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against a stone, as declared in Psalm 91. 1 Peter 2nd chapter 9th verse, established, I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am a particular person called out of the darkness unto his marvelous grace. 1 Peter 2nd chapter 24th verses states, I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infection, or any other disease cannot cater into my body. I am without spots or blemish. My intercessor, the righteous of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapon shall form against me shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and the righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I pray that these may prosper that have Jerusalem, and that peace will be with us and prosperity in our homes, according to Psalms 122, 6th to 9th verse. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Have faith in him, and he will see you through each and every situation. All you have to have, faith as small as a mustard seed, and he will show you the light that you need to see. May you have a great week and be blessed, and knowing that God loves you and he wants you to have the faith in him and all of your doings, just like it says in your coming in and your going out. He's there to protect you from your enemies. Just believe in him. So have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, every Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Invite others, and also, if you'd like to have an opportunity to be on the show and talk about any topic, just get in touch with me at 770-981-9118. Be blessed, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
Worship and adore him.
Worship and adore him.
Come on, say it again. Come. Let us
come, let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
Kneel down before him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore him.
Help me say. To praise him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Let us. Come, let us adore him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore him.
Kneel down before him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, say Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Come on, help me say, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
hands.
We worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands.